concerning Joseph, that when his word came, the king sent for him and he loosed him. Lord, the word that will loose us from every form of captivity, let it come expressly today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said there was nothing that was made without the word. As we are hearing the word today, every expectations of our hearts caused the word to make it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be forever. And that's why we know that every blessing, every increase, every success, every touch that we receive from the word of God today, our victory shall be permanent in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Lord, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Better for Jesus. For the King of Kings. For the Lord of Lords. For the great I am. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we quickly look into the world. Our time is fast spent. But I believe that the remaining time that we have to look into the word of God today, the Lord will speak to us expressly in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And like we said, it is not enough to be in church. You must be in touch. Because if you are in the church, you are in church, you are not in touch, you have wasted your time. But you will not waste your time in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said you will not come in vain in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will not return empty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And like we said, that every time you have an encounter with the word or with the Lord, there must be something specific that has been dropped into your life. Because God did not call us into religion. He did not call us into religious dogma that you just say, okay, shake your hands for 7 times, shout hallelujah 7 times, and this does. No. He has called us into reality. Hallelujah. Because God is a living God. God is a real God. And life is real in itself. If wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Hello? You don't become successful by just wishing. You become successful by taking covenant steps in line with the word of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I mean, you say you wish to be a medical doctor. Do you just become a medical doctor by just wishing and just say, okay, in Jesus' name, Jesus, I'm a doctor? No. You can't become doctor that way. You take practical step by going to the field and studying and applying to school and following what the due process to become a medical doctor. And in the same way, everything that has to do with the kingdom of God leaves us with responsibility or covenant responsibility of steps that we need to take to download or to receive the blessing of God. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe many people have wondered. Is it true that God said in his word that by the stripes of Jesus we are healed? Yes. He has purchased this. He has finished that work. But is it everybody that is in the kingdom that is enjoying supernatural health? The Bible makes us understand that through his grace, he said he became poor that we might become rich. But is it everyone that is in the church that is enjoying supernatural supply? Absolutely, that's not the truth. But the truth is that the word of God has said it, and when God says it, it is settled. God is not a liar. God is not there to impress anybody, because he is already the most high. And there is nothing you give him, or there is nothing you refuse to give him that can change him. He is God forever. Thank you, Jesus Christ. He is the Almighty. So when he says something, it's because he meant it. It's because everything that he said in his word, he has concluded it. Thank you, Jesus. And when he said that, according to his word, that we should ask, it means that he has made provision, because he is a good father. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to that scripture, Jeremiah chapter 33. Jeremiah 33. I normally call it the telephone line of God. Jeremiah 3:33. Hallelujah. It's a very good telephone number of God. And he said in verse 1, he said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was shut up in the court of the prison. Where was he when this word of God came to him? He was in Sheraton Hotel? No. If you go back to chapter 32, you will notice that at this time, it was not the time what that we can call a time of warfare. It was a time of warfare even in the life of that prophet. Because Israel at that time was at a backsliding state. They were so much consumed with passion for evil that they abandoned the Almighty God that had put them in that land and they started serving idols. Hello? And so God raised this man called Jeremiah. In fact, they normally call him the weeping prophet. At that time, he was moving from place to place telling them the truth that you have to repent. Do not allow the devil to take you from God, because when God departs from you, you are doomed as a nation. And as a result of that, he prophesied and told them, I said, if you don't repent, this city will be taken over by the enemy. Do you know how they reacted to that? How the king reacted? He asked him to be arrested and put in the prison. Hallelujah. Because it became a nuisance. Because, you know, when people's ear has been, what do you call it in English? Is it deafened? I mean, yeah, by people, the devil block their ear from hearing. And they become angry and say, no, we will lock you in the prison. Shut up. Why are you asking us to repent? Like I said last Sunday when we were praising God, the word of the Lord came to me and said, we should not take it for granted, because it's not that we can count number of homes in this nation where they praise God. So it's a great privilege to be opportune to praise the Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. And that was the same situation they were in Israel at that time in Judah. It became unpopular to serve God. It became unpopular to stand for the truth. To the extent that this man of God was arrested and locked in the prison. But look at this merciful God. Look at what he said. He said, thus said the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Every one of us know that behind every success story, there is a secret. Life was not designed for struggles. Life was not designed for weeping. Life was not designed for mourning. Life was designed for glory. And for you to enjoy the glory, you must be able to lay hold on the secrets. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember at the time when one boxer was just ringing them. they bring people to the ring with him. It just knocks them out. I don't want to mention his name. But you know later, you know what they did for him? They study him. They look at his weak point. And they say, now, if you can employ this one, just try to withhold him. After some time, he will become weak. Hallelujah. And before they know what was happening, it became part of history. The Lord will show you the way to the promised land in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will show you the way to that expectation of yours in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is a secret behind anything. And God is saying here, he said, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Verse 4 said, for thus said the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the house of this city, and concerning the house of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. He said, they come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men whom I have slain in my anger and in my fury, and for all those wickedness I have hid my face from the city. Now verse 6 said, behold, I will bring it health and cure. God was speaking to these disobedient people. I will have mercy on you. And I will bring health in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord will heal your body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord will heal your marriage in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord will heal your career in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Whatsoever might have been described as sick around you,
I decree the healing virtue of God flowing to it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, I will cure them and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. He said, and I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and we build them as at the first. Talking about restoration. And he said, and I will cleanse them from all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. So God is saying that he's not only going to restore them, he will cleanse them and make it impossible for them to go back to what drove them into slavery. You do get that? Because what drove them into slavery was sin. What is sin? To go and steal from the bank? Not only that. Any step against the will of God is sin. And so because the nation transgressed, or because they committed sin by coming out of the will of God, they lost everything. But what we're trying to say is that God is a God of mercy. They left his presence, but he brought them back. And he said he will keep them there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But I want us to quickly look at this, the introduction of this one today. And that is the foundation of answered prayers. God said, call unto me and I will answer you. But it is not every prayer that qualifies for answers. Hello? It is not every prayer that qualifies for answer. You have to pray according to the will of God. You have to pray according to the will of the Father. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. 1 John 5, 13. The word of God said, these things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. He said, and this. He said, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Hello? He said, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, there is nothing that you ask according to his will that will not be delivered. This is a done deal. This is a settled matter. This thing has been eternally settled in heaven. Because God cannot change. His word cannot change. He didn't say if you are white or if you are black. The only criteria is this: in him, you are in Christ Jesus, and you ask according to his will. Which means if you are a professor or if you are a bishop, no matter your title, if you ask according to his will, you will receive answers. He will hear you. But if you ask in contrary or not in line with his will, there won't be any answer. Thank God for us people from Africa. We like prayers. Am I lying? It's just like that. We like religion generally. That's why you notice that both in the Christian Christian faith and even other faith, every religion Africa find ourselves in, we are always committed somehow. Hello? But like we said, it's not enough to be religious. We have to play the game according to the will of the master. According to the rule of the game. He said, this is the confidence that we have. If we ask for anything in line with his will, he answered us. Thank you, Jesus. So, what we are talking about is that the foundation of answered prayer is that the prayer must be in line with the will of God. If God asks you to go and invest in agriculture, and you say, oh God, you are God of mercy, but I don't like agriculture, I like medicine instead.
God, have mercy. Let this medicine prosper.
Ha! It won't prosper.
Hello?
Thank you, Jesus. Now, I was talking to somebody some years back, and he was just kind of in code bragging. He said, oh, it's just a matter of fasting and prayer, and they call it naked prayer. I don't know how people invented that, that they strip themselves naked because they want to pray. Well, if you are learned to do that, but you don't have to do that. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ.
And he was saying all that. Say, no, you can strip yourself naked. If it's not in line with the will of God, God won't answer. Because you cannot twist his hand. He is the Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Then we can then ask ourselves, what is prayer then? Prayer is two-way communication between man and God. Hallelujah. It's two-way communication in such a way that when you call, he said, I will answer. So if you are the one that is afraid of just talking to God and not listening, then you are not praying. That is monologue. Can you just make a call to somebody and say, and the phone rings, and nobody picks and you start talking. Will he hear? they will ask you, maybe you need to visit Karolinska Hospital because something is wrong there. Hello? But that's what we do religiously. Oh God. And God say, oh son, listen. Listen, bring your, that's why he said, bring your head, let's come, let's listen together. Hello? You know, prayer time should be interesting time because it's time you hear from God. You talk to him one-on-one. Hallelujah. So it is two-way communication between man and God, and it is principally for discovering and enforcing the will of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We are not baby Christians here, so we need to understand this. That when you're talking about prayer, we are talking about praying according to his will. We are talking about doing it God's way, not anyhow. You know, we have this saying that says that we should do it by all means. That's not correct. Hello? Do it by God's means. Because if you do it by all means, you may end up in captivity. May you not end up in captivity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, many people are destined to become manufacturers, and they are bribing their ways to God to be employed as a mechanic somewhere. And before he knows what is happening, he has cut himself from the help of God and remained there as a slave forever. God has not destined anyone to be slave. You will not end up in slavery in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Your children will not end up in slavery in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, God is only committed to his will. They came to Jesus and asked him, say, please, sir, can you teach us how to pray? And Jesus did not say, oh, you've been following me for the past three years now. Why can't you know these things? No, he taught them how to do that. And how do we know that? In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. He said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So the will of God cannot be compromised. God has a will. God has a plan. God has an agenda for his people and is only committed to that. Imagine you sending your son to Sona. Say, okay, go and deliver this thing to somebody. And he comes back and says, no, daddy, I went, everything went well. And he said, okay, did you deliver? He said, yes, I went to Uppsala to give it to a friend. Will you say, oh, good son, sit down. No. You will query him. Hello? There is no amount of effort. There is no amount of time that you have spent treading wrong path. It can never make it right. The only thing that will make it right is because it is right. And like we said even last Sunday, that you are passionate about something doesn't necessarily make it right. That you are even sincere doesn't make it right. You can be sincerely wrong. You can be passionately wrong. I was telling some people that were witnessing to me yesterday from another group, they are Christian. And I said, this Bible is the manual that the manufacturer packaged with a product called man. You know, when you open a new product, what do you normally see first? Warranty. After warranty, you see the product manual. And it will tell you, before you operate this product, make sure you read the manual. The manual that the manufacturer packaged with the product called man is this word.
And they were just looking at me and me. And I gave them this example. I said, this, my phone, is not iPhone. But I have a son that is using iPhone. If I say, okay, this phone has issue. iPhone is more expensive than my phone. I want to use the manual for iPhone. What will happen to my phone? It will soon be buried. Hello? Because the manufacturer did not ask me to go and borrow what is there to fix this one. Hello? So, don't let the opinion of your friend, opinion of the specialist, supersede the opinion of the manufacturer concerning you. The manufacturer says you are the head and not the tail. So, who will tell you and say, okay, because you belong to social race, you are not the head? I cannot find it in the Bible. Hallelujah. Who will tell you because of what has happened to your generation past, you can't move forward? Because the same word of God says, if any man be in Christ Jesus, is a new creature. He said, all things has passed away. Behold, all things are new. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. So the word of the manufacturer, the opinion of the manufacturer is superior to the opinion of anyone. Thank you, Jesus. And so all we need to do is to strive to be in line with the will of the manufacturer. And everything, every other thing we follow. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, all these things that you run after, that you are begging for, he said, it will follow. Just seek to be in his will. Look at the example we made. Somebody said, okay, I want to go. I want to show them. They won't use equipment. He went to the store and took it. New one was on the way. We are talking about the drum. Oh, drum. Should we change it? Should we change his skin? Oh, God is too big. He's too mighty to be in want or to be in lack. There is nothing you need that he can't offer, that he can't give you. Just learn to align with him. Hello? That is the secret. That's why he was telling them in that Jeremiah that even though you have messed up as a nation, even though the Babylonians have come to capture you and to even kill your children, but he said, I will restore you, but come and pray. Ask for my will. Let me show you. You are not qualified to lead yourself. Hello? If you don't want to end up in the belly of the lion of this world, how smart can a sheep be that will make it to walk from here to Yotiboriba on his own? What will happen? He will end up in the belly of the beast. And if it was in my country, you can't even travel from Ibadan to Lagos. Some people will use it for suya. No, you can't. You can't make it there on your own. And this world is a wildlife park. The Bible said the devil is what? Going to and fro, looking for who he may devour. So you need the help of the one that knows the end from the beginning to know where to tread so that you won't end up in the belly of the devil. As the Lord liveth, every devil that is waiting to swallow you will be disappointed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every devil that is trying to swallow your marriage will be disappointed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every devil that is trying to make a mess of your career, of your business, that devil shall be disappointed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Luke 22:39, the Bible said, and he came out and went as he was to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, he said, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. Jesus was about to go to the cross at this time. And he was groaning. The blood that will rescue the earth, the entire world, from every mess that they put ourselves in was about to be poured. But at the time, the flesh wanted to speak. And he said, Father, let this cup pass. He labored. You know, Bible said he prayed to the extent that his sweat was like blood. Hello? He labored in the spirit. Lord, let this cup. You know what it means to say, let this cup pass? Say, this cross, you know, be easy, oh. You know, Yoruba is the Oju people call it Oju. I mean, Oju. What do you normally say? Oju people no cigar. No matter how red your eye is, you cannot light a cigarette.
It's not easy. You cannot, you see, there are battles that you cannot even face on your own. You need the help of God. And so he labored in the spirit, Lord, let this call pass. And God said, okay, don't worry. Help will locate. Help of God will locate you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Not even Jesus could pray away the will of God. So who are you? Hello? Not even Jesus could pray the will of God. So if you can pray, you can fast, declare 70 days fasting. It doesn't make a difference. So your fasting can only make meaning if it is in line with the will of God. Your prayer can only make meaning if it is in line with the will of God. And so if I were you, what I will spend the month doing is crying for mercy in line with his will. Don't just, okay, they ask us to pray and just start shaking your head and start thinking. You just end up being confused more than you started. That's the truth. See, religion doesn't take no man to nobody. It's so frustrating. Hello? You know, God didn't call you to religion, sir. He called you to reality. Thank you, Jesus. You can pray and afflict yourself like the prayer of the prophet of Ba. We're not going to read that one, but let me just make reference to it. In 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. You remember the prophet of Ba? They prayed. Oh God, let fire answer. Fire didn't come. And I like the way that prophet, he mocked them. He said, maybe your God is sleeping. Maybe your God went to master and the Pentateuch refused his work. So he's waking. May you beg him. Thank you, Jesus. They cried aloud. The Bible said they even started cutting themselves. Look at how desperate they were. So that you are desperate about that prayer doesn't even make it right anyway. He said, Bible said, they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lanchets till the blood gushed out upon them. Did they produce the answer? Did that produce the answer? No, so it's not just about shouting. Hallelujah. It's about shouting in line with the will of God. That man was blind and said, oh Lord, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. They told him, he said, shut up, don't shout. He said, I'll shout. Why? He knew that the will of God was for his blindness to be cured by the son of David. So he kept on shouting. Hallelujah. And he got the result. You will get your result in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will get your result in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Brethren, there is no man that can ever, ever rise above his prayer life. Hello? So prayer is not something you play with. It's the heartbeat of your Christianity. Prayer is the heartbeat. When your prayer life goes down, be careful. Hello? Everything that will deny you from praying, watch it. The enemy is coming. And he doesn't come and say, okay, I didn't know you've been praying for 5 minutes every day. He won't come just overnight and say, stop the prayer. What he will come with the first thing, he say, I'm busy today, I have to catch up with the boss. You are praying the boss. Tomorrow, he say, okay, I'm not really praying the boss today. Okay, I'll pray when I come back. By the time you come back, you're in Jonahic ministry. You're sleeping. Hello? You know, I gave you the example. I was just watching the program, and the moment I said, I'm strong today. I didn't sleep. What happened? Within 1 minute, I took off. Thank God for his mercy that the hot water didn't peel my skin. So don't say, okay, I'm strong. You're strong for where? Thank you, Jesus. Some instances of praying for the enforcement of the will of God. Let's just look at that one as we close. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. Genesis 3:15. You remember when man fell? The mouth of God declared this word, this prophecy. He said in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, he said, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his knee. God was telling them that after the fall, that this same devil was addressing the devil, that you think that you've been able to bring down my children, I will show you pepper. How will I do it? He said, this same woman through which you came in,
This same woman that through which you rest, I mean, that you through which you crush the destiny of mankind, I will use her as an instrument, and she will produce for me a seed, and the seed of that woman will crush the authority of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. But despite the fact that it was the mouth of God that pronounced it, do you know how long it took for the seed of the woman to come? It took a long time. And it didn't just come. People were involved from generation to generation praying. How do we know that? In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Isaiah prophesied. He said, Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. You know the meaning of Emmanuel? God with us. That means Iman is Elohim. Elohim is God Almighty. God Almighty in man. And Mary gave that seed. Hello? But despite the fact that it was prophesied in the book of Genesis, in Exodus, in Leviticus, in Numbers, people kept on praying. Oh God, oh God, oh God. If they didn't pray, nothing would have happened. Thank you, Jesus. What did God say concerning your career? Don't just say, okay, because the mouth of God has declared it, yes, I go to sleep. Ah, you sleep, oh, nothing will happen. Hello? You pray yourself into it. The Bible says, since the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent one taketh it by force. There is somebody that is in your position. Do you know that? I know, you may tell, oh, but I'm not yet a millionaire. Yes, you're not yet a millionaire. Somebody is eyeing you. Hello? There is no level you find yourself that you won't find somebody below. That's it. So somebody is eyeing your position. But no matter the scheme of the enemy, they will not succeed in dethroning you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will not lose your place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will not be known as a former successful man in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everyone that is waiting for you to be disgraced, they will be disappointed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I can make reference to Luke chapter 25 as well. Luke chapter 2, verse 25. And Luke chapter 2, verse 36. You will see that there was even a woman that was devoted. Bible said she was a widow. I think the husband lived with her just for 7 years. But the rest of her life, she spent time in the temple, fasting and praying for the arrival of the Messiah. That's why the Father, the mouth of the Lord, proclaimed it. Luke chapter 2, verse 36 said, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, that means very old, and had lived in an husband, with an husband, 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84. How many years is that? That's 84, isn't it? 80. And 84. We departed not from the temple, but served God with what? With what?
Fasting.
And how many days have you do you fast now? We say, okay, we only fast once a month here, isn't it? Just the first Sunday of the month. So next month, don't forget, because you're supposed to fast today anyway. Hello? 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 So next Sunday I will announce so that you won't forget. Don't say, okay, Pastor, I forgot. No, don't forget now. Every first Sunday we wait upon the Lord. That's why we call it upper room service. Asking God, Lord, this month of May must answer to his name. According to your word, you have said that we should ask God. Let me say, see, let me tell you. There is no future for a gentleman in this kingdom. Hello? Have you ever seen a woman that goes to the labor room and says, okay, give me CNN? I don't like CNN. Give me SBC. He doesn't have time for it. Hello, our mothers are laughing. I remember my wife that time. She said, Holy Spirit, the Son of God. I said, no, Holy Spirit is not the Son of God. She started speaking. I mean, you know, you don't labor and speak Queen English. Hello? Greatness is given back to you in the labor room of prayer. Hello? Labor room of prayer.
praying according to his way. Lord, according to your promise, you said the generation of the upright shall be mighty. How can this my child be the last in the class? It's not possible. God breathed upon the reasoning faculty of this child. Hello? You said according to your word that whosoever finding a wife find a good thing and obtain favor from the Lord. My marriage should not be a concern. Oh God, show me the step to take. That's how it works, oh. Hello? You see, a lot of time we are so desperate with other things. But if we will learn to channel our focus or our effort in the right path, we will get better results. You know, in engineering, one of the things that we place value on is in efficiency of a system. Comparing the inputs and the outputs. Why will you fast for 40 days and come back without any result? Abba, check it now. Check it. Hallelujah. You should be more empowered. You should finish faster. You come out, the witch around you, they look at you and they turn back. After you have said, if a Christian is running away from a witch, then you need to examine his head. Because a witch is just ordinary human being possessed by a demon. And Bible says, even the devil, their organ, pata, is under your foot in Christ Jesus. Why can you be afraid of a witch? The witch one. He doesn't have what it takes to hurt you, except you allow it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So what are you trying to talk about? The birth of the seed of the woman required intensive prayer. So if that seed of greatness in your life will become a real thing, you need to pray as well. Receive the grace to pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Receive the fresh baptism of the spirit of intercession in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Second example, the return of the captivity from Egypt and from Babylon. Remember, God spoke to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15 that his children and his generation, they said they will go to a foreign land for 400 years. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13 and 14. God promised Abraham that one will happen, isn't it? He said they will be there for 400 years. Hello? Are you still following me? God said, he said for 400 years, and he said unto Abraham, know of a surety. What is surety? That's surely. You can't pray it away. You can say, oh God, unto all things is possible, let it not happen. He say, oh son, unto whom thou hast eyes to see my word. Go and look at it. Hello? He said, unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also the nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come out with great substance. God gave Abraham that promise. After 400 years, did they escape the challenge? No. In fact, they stayed 30 years extra. Why? Why? Every blessing that you are due for, it shall come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God of speed shall visit you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For you remember in Exodus chapter 3, God speaking to Moses, he said, moreover, in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 6, he said, moreover, he said, I am God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. Now, God saw it. And heard their cry. What is their cry? Their prayers. They discovered, the Lord, according to your promise, we cannot continue. They tried to free themselves. It didn't work. With all the connections and the grammar, excellence in grammar of Moses, did he succeed in releasing them? No. No, when the Bible said that the race is not to the swift. No. You need the help of God. Have you not seen people with good grammar that is roaming about the street with CVs for years? Hello? But as for you, the help of God will locate you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
More than you deserve, the grace of God will sort you out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, I heard their cry. God will hear your cry today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, you remember that when that reference that we made to Jeremiah was, you know, when he was telling them, I said, if you don't repent, you will go up captivity. They didn't listen. They ended up going. But Bible said they will spend how many years there? 70. Hello? But when it was time, in Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, Bible said, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years wherefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. You see, remember, we just read Jeremiah chapter 33 now. That when he was telling them that, you guys, you are not serving God, you will go in captivity, the enemy will overthrow you. And it happened. The enemy came and overthrew them. But according to the word of God through Jeremiah, you know, when we read it further, that he said, God will have mercy on them and will restore them. But he said they will spend 70. But when 70 years passed, they were still having a nice time there. Until somebody decided to open the book. He was reading the Bible. They didn't have the Bible together that time. They had it in scrolls, book by book. That's why they call it Bible. Bible came from what? Biblio, that is library. There are 66 books they put together. So he took one of the books. He took the books, the scroll that contained the book of Jeremiah, and he discovered, and that led to recovery. Until you discover, you cannot recover. Hello? So you need to discover the will of God. For example, the day I discovered the will of God concerning my position in Christ Jesus, that was the day I stopped being afraid of it, of what? Of a demon or of a witch. I told you that when we were in Nigeria then, we go to all night, we shake our head. Oh God, the witch in my house, let it not stop me. You come back, you sleep, you wake up in the morning, you're afraid again when you see a dream of somebody pursuing you. But when I discovered the truth, from the book of Revelation, I was looking for a witch to slap. So I won't have to pray for any witch now. Say, oh God, let you know that if they burn you, come. I'll show you pepper. Hallelujah. You have to discover before you can recover. And so Daniel discovered from the book. Look at it. He said, I understood or I discovered by books the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by what?
Prayer.
By what?
Prayer.
And supplications. And fasting. So he combined. You know what? Jesus said that this kind goeth not. There are some kind of devil that won't go until you combine it with fasting. You know? Hello? So fasting is not the, you know, you fast, you know, the way they fast. Yeah, you fast, you drink coffee small. You're just wasting your time. That's not fasting, sir. Hello? I was talking to someone. I said, I'm fasting. I said, what's your fasting? He said, I'm jogging. And when I jog, I burn energy. That's fasting. I said, you could tell me you are building your body. You're not fasting. That's not fasting, sir. Hello? You fast. Huh? You don't impress God with your fasting, but fasting, when you are fasting, what you are doing is that you are shutting down the signal from the physical realm and connecting with the spiritual realm to get the direction from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They have been laboring for 430 years, didn't work. But when the word of God came overnight, they were free. They were there 70 something years. But when the word of God came, they were free. They were liberated. I see the secret being delivered into your hands today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The secret of the increase that God has packaged for you in this year of blessing, it will be delivered into your hands in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He better be sensitive. He may tell you what you do, people at work. Say, no, don't do that. Be sensitive. Don't mingle with that man. That man has no agenda of going to the next level. He will talk you down. That idea that I gave you, don't listen to him. Go, listen to my word. And see, and as you are doing that, because his integrity is committed, when he leads you, he follows you. Hallelujah.
That's why he said, when he led them to the desert, they fasted not. The most scarce commodity in the desert is water. But he led them to the desert. If the Bible says he cleaved the rock, Abba, he cleaved, he broke, they didn't have dynamite to blow anything that time. Before, what is this man? Abel Nobel. And I invented it. They needed ball in that time. But with the dynamite of her Holy Spirit, bam, water started coming out. I see the impossible becoming possible in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord of heaven will visit you with mercy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Look at the case of Elijah. Hallelujah. You know, Elijah was the same person that told them that I'm praying, I'm shutting the heaven, there won't be rain. This same Elijah prayed to them, said, okay, there won't be rain. No. Hello? It was his mouth that told them there won't be rain. But afterwards, God told him, say, no, you don't do. Tell them there will be rain. But did that rain come? It didn't come that way. How do we know? James chapter 5, verse 17. He said in James 5, 17, he said Elias or Elijah was a man subject to like passion. That means ordinary man, just like you and I. He said, as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. So he locked heaven by his prayer and said, in this nation, no rain will drop. And heaven said, okay, yes, sir. It's locked. Remember, Jesus said, whatsoever you bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you lose here on earth shall be. So heaven responded, and heaven closed the tap, and there was no rain. Hallelujah. And it rained not on the earth by the space of how many years? 3 years and 6 months. And 6 months. But after that, and he prayed again. So God told him, he said, now go to Ahab, go and show yourself. And tell him there will be rain. And heaven gave rain and the earth was full. He prayed. He labored in prayer. You remember that after even praying the first time, he told his servant, go and look at it. Is there any sign of rain? He said, Mba, there's no sign of rain. Ah! He knelt down again. Oh God, to whom all things are possible, you can do all things. Let there be rain in this land. He was one that locked it up. So if the one that locked it needed to pray for it to open, what if the one that your enemy locked? Eh? You need to pray. Let's stand up. You need to pray. This is not the time to play. If you are not praying, you are playing. And playing, you won't get any pay for playing. Do you say, okay, I want to go to amusement park, and they say, oh, you are a very loyal member, you have been coming to this amusement park, we give you 10,000 crown as bonus. No, they want you to come more. Even if they will give you anything, they will give you more tickets to come and look at animal. But you don't get paid for playing. Hello? But you get paid for praying, because prayer pays. It brings results. Thank you, Jesus. Paul was advising Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18. he said, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Remember, the mouth of the Lord himself, Jehovah that cannot fail, prophesied that the seed of the woman will come. It needed prayers of men for it to come. The same mouth of God declared that the children of Israel will spend 400 years. It needed prayer for the one that was manipulating their destiny to release them. And so Paul was telling Timothy, he said, I have prophesied on thee. I have laid out on thee. I have declared the will of God for thee. But you have to make warfare. What has God told you concerning your children? What has God told you concerning your business, your career? It is time to make warfare with it. And say, Lord God Almighty, according to your promise, let's begin to give God thanks right now. Let's begin to exalt his holy name. Let's lift him up. Him alone is worthy. Him alone is worthy. Give him thanks.
Give him glory.
Give him honor.
Give him adoration. Him alone is worthy. Thank him. Exalt his holy name.
He made it possible for you even to be alive.
It is only those who have life that can pray. A dead man cannot pray. And so you are still in a position to reclaim what you have lost. Give him thanks. Magnify his name. Exalt his name. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the open check. Thank you for the open check. Thank you for what you have planned in plan for us. We give you thanks. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We're going to be praying right now. What is that thing that God has told you concerning your career? What is the promise? I'm not talking about when one prophet shake his head and say, oh, no, 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 no. You may say, okay, but no prophet came to me to tell me. But this is the book of promise. What is that promise that you can find here concerning your health? What is the promise? He said that you shall be the head and not the tail. You can't be working somewhere and they are demoting you. It is against the covenant, sir. Because he said the path of the just is as the shining light. He shined brighter and brighter until the perfect day. You know, brethren, even if I'm a cleaner, if I'm the lowest paid staff in a place, I must be a reference point. Hello? So it's not just about being the MD. We're not talking about that. If you are a barber, you will become the barber. If you are a tailor, you become the tailor. It means that you become a reference point whatever you are doing, no matter where you are. That's why I've never ever seen myself as inferior to nobody, no matter his status, no matter his age, no matter his color. What has God spoken to you? Begin to make warfare with it right now and decree that in the name of Jesus Christ, it must come to pass. Speak to your destiny. Speak to your destiny, brethren. Speak to your destiny. Speak to the destiny of your children. Prophesy life into them. Prophesy life into your career. The word of God said, he said concerning that prophet, he said, can this bone live? And Bible said, he said, thou, oh God, thou knowest. And Bible said, when I prophesy, the bones come alive. The dry bones come alive. Speak to the dry bones of your life. Speak to the valleys of that bright dome. And decree eternal life coming up in the name of Jesus Christ. La se tata, ze ketereme, riga tataraba, zempete ferekete, isa kata paragada, le su keteye, inga da gada gada gada, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, this week, sir, Amma, take time to pray for yourself. Hello? Because even when you are driving, if you are using gear and you are going to the mountain, you are arising, do you use the same gear? No! You change gear because you need more torque. You need more force to go up. If you want to go to the next level, you need to change gear. Hello? So this is time to change gear. If you need to wake up during the night, wake up. If you need to pray in the train, pray. Hello? And ask God, Lord, according to your promise, according to your word, Hannah will have remained childless. But she laid hold upon the promise. Which promise? In Genesis, he said, the first word that woman had after coming alive was, be fruitful. Hello? And she said, no, I can't continue in this. How can I continue to in this situation and somebody is mocking me when the most powerful mouth that be already said, be fruitful. Bah! And the children imagine. I see your expectation. Imagine as testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can you give me that communion? Thank you, Jesus. As you take communion today, you know, one of the mysteries that is embedded in the mystery of communion is that when we partake of the life of Jesus, the eternal life, Jesus never failed. You will not fail in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will not fail in the mighty name of Jesus. Your destiny will not crash in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bible said in John chapter 6, and verse 53. John 6, 53. Said, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, ye have no life. Hello? Abba. The Bible said the life of the flesh is in the blood. That's why when you kill animal, once you cut off the throat and it spills all the blood, what happened to it? It will die. You know, the Lord spoke something to me during the week. I never saw it before. When God spoke to the man after the fall, what did he say? Tell him. He said, cursed is the ground for your sake. That was why God couldn't kill them and say, okay, I'll make another man from the ground, because that ground was cursed. You will have produced another cursed race. Do you get it now? He said, cursed be the ground for your sake. What will be the result? He said, it will sweat before you can make it. But do you know that the day Jesus was nailed to the cross and his blood touched the ground, that curse was reversed. So there is no reason under the heaven why we should be behind. Even if your papa, grandfather was the chief of the Babalawo. No! That's why he said in that scripture for the year that we are reading, Galatians chapter 3 verse 4, he said, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham must be upon him. The time that, the moment that blood touched the earth, everything was reversed. That revelation is enough to keep poverty forever. You will not be numbered among the poor in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your seed, your generation will not be numbered among the poor in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because there is nothing holy in poverty. Hello? It's from the devil. Can the devil teach you how to be holy? Can you give what you don't have? He lost holiness. That was why he was pushed away from heaven. So he can't give you for holiness. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. So as we partake of the communion today, receive the eternal life. What is eternal life? Eternal life is superior. Our potential cannot survive in the blood of Jesus. Hello? 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 I mean, are you here? So I can somebody tell you that our potential, with our potential, can our potential survive in the blood of Jesus? It's not possible. It will eat it up. Hello? Papa. As you partake of this communion today, I see the life of Jesus being released into your system in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As you partake of this communion today, you are being strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Next time when you go for checkup, they will tell you that your body is functioning perfectly in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whatsoever is making you to look 80 at 50, I decree reversal in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I decree that the power of the Most High, such as he came over Mary and made it impossible to become possible, be released afresh upon you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This week, every door you knock shall open for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The door of promotion shall open in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The door of favor shall open in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The door of job promotion shall open in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They will call you to promote you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.